you have your PC or your Mac, whatever, and then you have screen sitting here. So that's your PC, right? You would have a camera attached to it. So you'd have a camera attached to this, like that. And then you go from there through the internet, and you would go to Sermon Audio. I have now a little sticker for Sermon Audio. There we go. So we're going to Sermon Audio through the internet. This is how we are doing live webcasting today. See, that's a single stream going out to Sermon Audio. And from Sermon Audio, we have it doing things like this. We have it going to the web. We have it going to the mobile. Oh. Mobile. We have it going to TVs. We have it going to speakers, even. These are your smart speakers. And we have it going to something called the Listen Line. So this is how it works today. This is included with every broadcaster account. What is new for multicasting is that from Sermon Audio, we actually go to Facebook. And from here, we go to, let's say, Twitter. And then we can go to, let's say, YouTube, right? The important thing to note is that from Sermon Audio, we're going to these platforms. So you can only still have this one connection going to the cloud. So you don't have to have tons of bandwidth. Currently, I know that there are some churches that push out to different platforms, but they're doing it all from here. But now with multicasting, we're going out to these platforms. So that's how it looks. This is the interface now for the multicast. As you can see, this is the standard webcast, but the new thing here is called multicast. So with the multicast, we have the ability to click on that, and everything under there, all of this, this whole area now is multicast. That means that this URL is new. You'll notice this URL is new if you're doing it that way. And we have multicast channels. Here's where you set it up. So let's go ahead and try this out. And so this is going to be our demonstration now of how to set it up with Facebook. So what you need to do is you need to add a multicast channel. And in here, you're going to specify a name for the channel. So I'll just go ahead and say Sermon Audio. And you're going to select a platform type, let's just say Facebook. You're going to have to supply a stream URL and a stream key. Now, where do I get that from? You have to go to Facebook. When you get to Facebook on your church's page, there's going to be this little live button. So essentially what you are doing is you are pushing out a live post. I'll click on that button and you'll see that we have now the live interface on Facebook. If you pay attention to this one, this is going to be the important one. Use a persistent stream key. You want that to be on. What that is this value right here, stream key. And making it persistent means that it won't change. If you have that off, Facebook changes the stream key all the time for you. So you have to keep going back and changing your settings. But if you use persistent, it'll be persistent. So let's go ahead and copy this. Go back over to Sermon Audio. Paste it in there. Go back over to Facebook, copy this, go back over here, paste to there. That's it. Hit save. We now have Facebook. Well, the first thing that I have to do is I have to actually start a webcast. So let's go back to this guy here. I'll go ahead and hit the start button on him. That is now pushing out a stream to multicast.sermonaudio.com. Everything looks the same except now we have this multicast channel. And if you see, we have the ability now to hit the start button. So let's go ahead and do that. So it's all happening dynamically. And it's, there you go. It's now pushing to Facebook. Let's take a look. There it is, right there. And so what's happening now is it's Facebook is waiting for us to go ahead and post this. So I'm going to do that right this second. So I'm going to say live multicast demo. So if we post this, go live, now it's actually live. It was not live before, but now it's actually live. So that if you go to facebook.com/sermonaudio, it should be there. And there it is. That's it. That's how you multicast to Facebook. At this point, you can close this window. You can be done with that. It's streaming out to Facebook, and so everything is fine now. Again, you have to be on Facebook. This is important. You can't just be sitting in the webcast manager and be hitting start. You have to be on Facebook and hit that live button in order to get the process started. All we're doing is we are behaving as if we were an RTMP streaming client. We are a general purpose, generic RTMP restreamer. But what that allows us to do is it allows us to not be so hook and tied into these platforms. See, this is important for us. But by making ourselves a general purpose RTMP restreamer, it allows everybody to basically independently operate. So not one offending party would affect everybody else on these platforms. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to be thinking about these sorts of things. So it's important that you understand you have to go to Facebook first, click on live, go back, hit start, and then wait for the video and post your post. Let's start talking about YouTube now, because that's another big platform that a lot of you are using. Let's set this up for YouTube. Click on add. Well, let's call this SA Classics. This is going to be on YouTube. We need a stream URL. We need a stream key. So we go to YouTube land and this little button over here, but it's go live. And on the YouTube interface now, it's going to give us the option to have the stream URL and the stream key. So let's look for that. Here's the stream key. Let's copy that. Let's go back over to Sermon Audio. Click on the stream key, paste that in there. And let's click on copy for stream URL, like so. And then we'll go back over here, paste that in there, and hit save. Now we have a YouTube channel for the multicast. So we're waiting for it. This is what you'll see, and it's waiting to connect. You'll want to make sure that things like this are correct. The description, live multicast, demo, it's public, etc. So this is all standard YouTube fare. So we go back over to here, and we hit the start button, start. And then on the server side, there you go. So let's go over to YouTube. If you go to YouTube, there it is. It has come in. And it's actually already live. In the case of YouTube, as long as you're in the studio here, you do have to be in the studio, I've found, and you're already live. So I could close this tab and I can go back into public-facing YouTube and you can see it's already live right there. Okay. And oh, by the way, I should mention, even though there's a manual process to start it up, stopping it is automatic. So if you stop your streaming source, if you go ahead and stop this, so it stopped, and did you see that? It stopped. They both stopped. So you don't have to manually stop each one. They will stop automatically.